Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number 2. Wow. If you missed any portion of hour number 1, you're going to need to get to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And Don Jans and I had a great conversation talking about the founding fathers and their vision for this country and why the two-party system is a Marxist plot. It really is. It's an effort by the Marxists to create this division and undermine the republic. And so we talked about those issues. And then Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt came on and we talked about the movement that is afoot right now. And he presented that Chosen Generation Radio and our contact of the United States Air Force Academy led to a number of phone calls, a large number of phone calls, that led to him being able to get an appearance on Fox and a number of other media outlets, basically talking about the fact that Richard Clark, who is the commandant there at the United States Air Force Academy, had said that he would defend religious liberty, the religious liberty of the cadets, and then went back on that, and 13 cadets were terminated. They're going to have to, they were terminated. Three seniors were not allowed to graduate and are now going to be forced to pay back $165,000 each of tuition because of the fact that they would not take the poke, the injection, on the basis of religious exemptions, and they filed those religious exemptions. And it gets worse. Over 24,000 religious exemptions have been rejected. In fact, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has said they are going to deny all military active duty attempts to send religious exemptions regarding the injections, in spite of studies like the one that Thomas Renz presented to Senator Ron Johnson. And we play the video of that, where just in the instance of pilots, there's been a 100% increase in the number of pilots that have had mental breakdowns or problems mentally, concentration, what have you, that are directly related to the injection, from 83,000 to over 863,000. 83,000 was the five-year average, and in the first year of mandatory injections, 863,000, including the pilot whose plane went into the drink in the China Sea, an F-35 went into the China Sea, crashed into the China Sea, and that pilot said that it was a direct result of the injection and issues that he was having controlling that plane because of problems in his nervous system and everything, all directed at the injection. It's criminal. So we're giving out the phone number, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's number, 703-692-7100, 703-692-7100, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's phone number. We're asking you to politely call and say, stop the purge of religious people from the military. And, sorry, I dropped my pen. Here's something you need to know. And I'm going to get to my guest, Bonner Cohen, to talk about this, because there's a political pandemic science that's been associated with this. But if you are white, male, and Christian, and you profess to your duty, as I did as a military member, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, you are now, by the Secretary of Defense of the United States, considered to be a homegrown terrorist. I want you to stop and think about that. Because a lot of you that are listening to me right now are church-going folk. If you're a white church-going person, and maybe you own a weapon that you keep in your house where it should be, or you carry on your person with a license, or you're in a state where you don't have to have a license, but you can carry it on your person, and you do, and you know how to use it, and you know how to be safe with it, and you know how to protect others if the need should arise, and you believe in God, family, country, and you love God, go to church, you are now considered by DHS and by this Secretary of Defense to be a homegrown terrorist. You are the enemy of the state. Dr. Bonner Cohen, expert on natural resources and energy. I know you've read these things, Dr. Cohen, and I know you're not here to talk about that specific topic. You're welcome to, you know, express your thoughts on it. And we'll get to talking about the plandemic and the fake science issue. But it just burns me up that we've come to a place where these people have taken over our country.
Yes, and one of the institutions they have taken over is the United States Department of Defense, meaning, of course, the armed forces. Sad to say, the armed forces are as woke today as any other institution in the country. They brook no opinions that fall outside what is the prevailing wisdom imposed on the Pentagon. And this has been going on for a long, long time. This just didn't come up overnight. But, of course, it is now being speeded up under the Biden administration. And if you have religious reasons for not taking a vaccine, you will be punished. The cruel irony in all of this is you have, in addition to religious reasons for not getting the vaccine, you have very sound health reasons for not doing so.
Yeah.
The vaccines have been, as a response to COVID-19, about as ineffective a response as you could possibly imagine. The vaccines were introduced in late 2020. This is after the pandemic broke out earlier in the year. We can date this more or less to late in the U.S. To late January, early February 2020. And we were told we need to develop a vaccine to this. And once we have a vaccine, we will be able to ensure that the American public will be protected from COVID-19. Once those vaccines had been introduced, question, did the death rate from deaths from COVID-19 go up or down? The answer is they went up. More people died of COVID in the United States in 2021 with the vaccines than died in 2020 without the vaccines, with the exception of the very, very end of the year. As a means of protecting the public, they were a complete failure. And they, and actually for a reason that's relatively easy to understand from the medical standpoint. COVID-19, it's a lower respiratory virus, mutates very quickly. And the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine that was first developed, went after a strain of the vaccine that by the time the vaccine was developed and had been distributed, well, that strain had moved on. It was ineffective. And that also included for the various boosters that came along. Unlike the polio disease, unlike smallpox, these are very deadly viruses, but they're relatively stable. This is why the vaccines developed against them were incredibly successful. Once you had the polio vaccine, you didn't get polio. And we were able to all but eradicate smallpox in the United States. But COVID-19 is a horse of a different color. It mutates and mutates and mutates and mutates. So think of the vaccines as a tortoise, and think of COVID-19 as the hare. Only in this particular instance, the hare far outpaces the tortoise. The tortoise will never catch up with him. So we were sent down a road of false promises, with every imaginable pressure being put on institutions, on people to get the vaccine because the vaccine will take care of the problem. It did not take care of the problem. Now, pharmaceutical companies were able to line their pockets during the course of all of this, but the public as a whole suffered tremendously from it because we forewent readily available treatments. Treatments which would not necessarily have cured the disease, but would have helped people in the absence of anything else. We had stuff that was readily available off the shelf.
And
we would go, no, you can't go there.
Yeah, well, and many, many preventative things. I mean, I had it in December 2020, but I've taken preventative things ever since then, in addition to the fact that I took quercetin, zinc, vitamin D3. I take CoQ10. So there are a number of things, and Dr. John Apsley has talked about this. Dr. Judy Mikovits has talked about this. There's an allergy component to this that's never treated, and the stuff that they give in the hospitals. And I have a widow friend whose husband, they refused to give him what she wanted him to be given, and it killed him.
There's no isolated case either. Sadly.
Well, no, sadly, absolutely not an isolated case. And of course, now as we're seeing, the Pfizer and FDA documents that are having to be released, which I mean, think about it, right? Bonner, why would you tell the courts that there needs to be a 75-year wait for documents to be released, unless there's something in those documents that's a problem for you?
You don't want people to see. Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes no sense. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that for a minute. Pfizer and the FDA had test results and had test projections and had numbers from the first 3 months that they released this injection on the general public that followed OpenVares and the number of incidents that happened, and they didn't want anybody to know about it. They wanted that hit for 75 years. Dr. Bonner Cohen, back with us right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, don't change that dial. Don't touch that dial. Miriam Heinen will be with me at the bottom of the hour here in just about 10 minutes. And we're going to get into the George Floyd situation. There's 16 minutes of audio that the mainstream media wouldn't release, has been hidden. 16 minutes of audio that changes everything. I'm telling you, it changes everything. Miriam has done a deep dive into this. She's the one who did the documentary that exposed what's been happening to our bees. And she got into the George Floyd beeswax and has come up with some real evidence that you need to hear. Bottom of this hour, we'll have that for you. Miriam will be live on the program. You don't want to miss it. All right. This is nuts. If a toy manufacturer manufactured a toy and within the first week of the rollout, you had, 15, 20, 25 kids seriously injured by that toy. Toys R Us, Walmart, Target, every one of them would pull that toy in a heartbeat and you'd have lawyers lining up at the front door of those children's homes with documents, I'll represent you. We have over 150,000, and I'm just throwing out, that's a minimal number, of injuries from the vaccine. Now, look, I'm not pulling these numbers even from, you say, that's Robert Kennedy or that it, no. Look at the Pfizer and FDA, the first 55,000 documents that were released about 2 months ago. The first set of documents showed over 150,000 vax injuries that they knew about. And yet they have continued to roll this out. Dr. Cohen, that is, I don't know. I mean, to me, that borders on RICO. That borders on a criminal enterprise.
Yes, it does. A Pentagon whistleblower stepped forward with data that this whistleblower had assembled, showing all sorts of negative reactions among U.S. military personnel who were mandated to get the vaccine. And these were serious side effects that these people had suffered from. And Senator Johnson then sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding an explanation. Why have these data been suppressed? Don't the American people have a right to know how people who are in the military, who have had the mandatory vaccination, how they are faring and what consequences they are dealing with from those vaccinations? The last I heard, Senator Johnson's office had still not heard from the Secretary of Defense, even though the letter was sent to him months ago. So you can see that the well-connected, the powerful, they're doing exactly as you would expect them to do. They should, on paper, at the very least, care about the well-being of those wearing a uniform.
Right.
Yet, if those wearing a uniform and potentially putting their lives at risk have consequences from the vaccine that the Secretary of Defense and other very powerful people do not want the public to know about, then that's going to be swept under the rug. This gets even worse because the FDA has just approved a new Pfizer variant vaccine for children aged 5 and under. This is pure madness. To begin with, throughout the pandemic, whether it was the original Alpha variant of COVID-19 or the Delta variant or the Omicron or whatever, the chances of a child contracting the vaccine were practically zero. The disease was practically zero. From the very beginning, it was the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. And the farther down the age scale you go, the lower the chances of anyone getting COVID-19. Well, now they want to make this thing available to children aged 5 and under, and they will put a tremendous amount of pressure on parents to have their children vaccinated. You're protecting the child against absolutely nothing, and you are potentially putting that child at risk. Because the notion that this thing has been tested so that it can now be considered safe for these very young children is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's crazy. And again, the evidence is all out there, ladies and gentlemen. These document releases have been happening. Naomi Wolf will be with me next Tuesday, June 7th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You're going to want to hear that. You can get it live at childrengenerationradio.com at the website. It's going to be critical because she has been going through these documents and unfolding what's actually there. Dr. Bonner-Cohen, thanks for being with us today. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. I've been so excited, I got to tell you, about doing this segment with you. It's awesome to be here with you. I want to welcome Miriam Heinen to the program. She is a researcher and an investigative reporter. And she has put together some really eye-opening material regarding George Floyd. Miriam, welcome to Chosen Generation Radio. Wonderful to have you. Well, I hear you and I see you, and now I'm making, there we go. Now I made a quick adjustment for our radio audience, but yes, I see you and I hear you. Raise the camera up just a touch because your forehead has cut you off just a little bit. Oh, look at that. There we go. That is so beautiful.
Okay?
Yes, it looks great. You look lovely, dear. Thank you for being with me today. I so appreciate it. You're glowing. You're just glowing.
That's so wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. So you did, by the way, and it's so cool because my wife was following the bee story.
Okay.
And so she actually, several years back, was like, you know, because we tried to do bees here in Texas, and they kept disappearing.
Yes.
I mean, it was really crazy. They just kept disappearing. And she was like, baby, and she's been watching this since, actually, California. We had some friends in California that did their own honey and, you know, homemade honey and all that kind of stuff. And so she'd been tracking this for a number of years. So that was awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. And the bees are still disappearing. And yeah. I tell people 10 years after making my film that we are the bees slowly being poisoned by sublethal doses. It's all about the slow kill and making money all along the way.
That's why I tell people about one of my sponsors, Simply Clean Foods, which is all organic, non-GMO, it's gluten-free. It's freeze-dried stuff, so it has a 10-year shelf life.
That's awesome.
And then I also, we'll have to talk even more because my story will blow your mind. But I got into the homeopathic stuff a little over 25 years ago because it saved my life. Literally saved my life twice. I died four times in a car accident and came back because of what I'd been taking for the previous 13 years when I was given 3 to 6 months to live because my adrenals and my pituitary gland literally stopped working. They quit. And we'll talk more. Really, so, yeah, we'll have some fun stuff to talk about.
You've had an NDE.
Yes.
I've had an NDE.
Yeah.
You've had many. I as well. And I'm also a certified functional medicine consultant and coach through the Institute of Functional Medicine. And I've reversed lupus and literally learned how to walk again after getting hit by an SUV and dragged 50 feet. So we can trade.
We can trade war stories.
Absolutely. Metal
there you story. Go. Yeah, mine was to save my daughter's life. And we hit a truck at 55 miles an hour that pulled across the highway in front of us. I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. Everything else got broke. The scar.
So you have titanium?
This scar here was my broken
sweetheart.
Orbital. I degloved my face, broke my neck, broke my back, broke my entire right rib cage, both wrists, both hands, my pelvis, hip, femur, tibia, and fibula on the left leg, and that's my good leg. And then crushed the bottom of the right knee, top of the right tibia, plate, screws, bone glue to put it back together again, severed all the nerves and the main artery below my right knee.
Yeah, God bless you. That is crazy.
It was quite the seal. Crazy. But my daughter survived, and I got to walk her down the aisle in March and then officiate her wedding, which was glorious. So God is good.
God is good.
Yes.
And also facing our mortality helps because a lot of this pandemic is being carried out because people have not realized that they die or face their mortality.
Absolutely.
So for those of us who have gone on to the other side and know how precious life is and know the miracle of the human body rather than eradicating the immune system.
No doubt. George Floyd, let's get to that.
There's so much to say.
No, I mean, we got to talk about this. 16 minutes. You know, it reminds me of January 6th, right? 14,000 hours of video that they can't get through. And yet here we have Catherine Engelbrecht and Craig Phillip, God bless them, 2,000 mules, go through 4 million hours of tape with a much smaller team than the Department of Justice has sicked on Americans, where they put 12 and 13-year-olds on their knees in handcuffs in front of their homes. It's disgusting. But here we have 16 minutes that changes the story. Talk to me about that, please.
Well, this was the event that ushered in the color revolution. And so I personally don't get sick of speaking about George Floyd, knowing all the juicy details that I've uncovered, knowing the importance. And I would go as far as to say that this was used ultimately to get more vaccines in the arms of the black population because they are the number one vaccine hesitant a demographic.
Right.
And so even the NIH carried out focus groups and looked to Black Lives Matter for the messaging, because in reality, Black lives don't matter. And the many Black people that I've talked to, one, see through this psyop and say that George Floyd can kiss their Black ass, and also know about the Tuskegee experiment. So isn't that interesting?
Right.
And so also what we know about movie magic, about camera perspective bias, and yet there is an overemphasis on the footage that we saw that Darnella Frazier captured conveniently at the 10-minute mark and purposely leaked that footage. And Keith Ellison sat on the body-worn camera footage until it was leaked to the Daily Mail, and therefore then people saw out of order the preceding 10 minutes to what to that event, because if you just look at that footage, it does look like a lynching without any context. And in this day and age, we do not look at context anymore. We do not use critical thinking. We bank on eliciting emotional responses, and the details don't matter. But that is where the devil lies, and that is where I often look to see details that people have overlooked. And when you collect all these details, it can create a tapestry of truth that nudges against the manufactured narrative of the media parrots and prostitutes.
Well, they don't want us, and that's one of our missions here at, you know, God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. They perish for a lack of knowledge, and they have. You know, I talked about this earlier in the program. What has set America apart has been the church and the church's demand for truth, and not social justice, not critical race theory, not that nonsense, but the kind of justice and mercy that God brings, which is unifying, which brings people together, but also holds people to standards. We don't allow perversions. We don't allow sexual perversion. We don't allow moral perversion. We don't allow this separation of inequality. America was founded on a Declaration of Independence that stated God's truth. All men are created equal.
Yes, and equality and equity are two different terms that have become synonymous. Ooh. But there is a distinction, and that is, you know, part of you need to learn how to discern and make distinctions. And words are being weaponized, and the Ministry of Truth is alive and well. Yesterday I was doing a live about a new term that has been introduced by the World Health Organization, the World Hoax Organization, which is hybrid immunity, which is now immunity if you're vaccinated by one or two shots and still have gotten the infection. But this word hybrid also dovetails very well with their transhumanist agenda. And you can argue, you know, what have you been putting inside of people to turn them into hybrids? But that's a different topic. But we
talk about those kinds of things here, just so you know. Dr. Judy Mikovits is one of my favorite guests. I have her on twice a month, and we were actually talking about Yuval Harari and his transhumanistic stuff earlier this week in the program. It's you know what they're trying to do. You know, they want to destroy God's creation. And God's creation.
They want to become
gods. Oh, man.
Yes. Yep, I presented at the Clay Clark event in Myrtle Beach.
Clay's awesome. Bieber. Good friend.
Yes,
yep, good friend.
And I am a big fan of Dr. Judy.
Yeah.
And early on, she confirmed my suspicions about the saline that's being given. And it's called the advocate method of someone getting a saline and then ostensibly gaslighting their brother and sister and defending Big Pharma as if the government cares about us, which is, again, why if they could pretend to have justice for George, then perhaps they can increase the level of confidence for the Black community and the vaccine. It does tie in. It is no accident that George Floyd said, "I can't breathe."
Hold that. We'll be right back. Yes. Hold that. Marion will be right back with us.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, my very, very special guest is Miriam. Is it Henning?
Henning.
I was close.
Yes, I was. Make me a German.
No. You are one of God's chosen people.
Yes, I was named Miriam. This is the Aramaic spelling, M-A-R-Y-A-M, because my mom, my heart stopped twice. The cord was around my neck, and my dad went to the St. Joseph's Oratory and climbed all the 200-plus steps and said if I was a female, he'd name me after the Virgin Mary. So here I am.
Man, I'm telling you, my mom was an emergency C-section with me in 62 because of the cord being wrapped around me and nearly lost her life, nearly bled out. 4 years later, my sister, because back then, if you were a C-section with the first one, you had to be a C-section with the others. She had the cord wrapped around like 15 times. She would have died in childbirth if I hadn't been an emergency C-section in 62 when she was born in 66. So we really have to talk, dear. We really have to talk. This is God's divine appointment here. All right, listen. I want you to get into the George Floyd thing. Yes. What was it that you initially saw that you went, wait. What are they up to?
I want to preface, this has been a 2-year forensic investigation with FOIA documents, purchasing footage that no one on the face of the earth has seen, that the general public has not seen. What started it, I escaped to Costa Rica when the pandemic hit, having covered medical freedom and vaccine safety since 2013. So I was with Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, and
I love Zach. He's on my show all the time. This is nuts, man. I don't know why we haven't been together and had you on now before, but we are now, and we will do this again. All right, here we go.
Thank Ryan Hartwig for the connection.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is. So Zach and I were in the jungle, and Zach said, "Mimi, come in." Mimi's my nickname. "Come and choke me," and I'm like, Wishing, I've been waiting for this day. No, I'm kidding. So I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "I'm doing the George Floyd challenge." And I said, "Who's George Floyd?" So what triggered it is he continued to breathe after I was tentatively pressing my knee on his neck. Mind you, I'm not Derek Chauvin, but I said, if we really want to know how he died, we need to call the medical examiner. And I've covered death and been to the medical examiner in Los Angeles. So anyway, I called the examiner and they told me that it would take weeks and weeks and weeks. And yet, literally hours later, CNN leaked these preliminary reports, we know, to sow discord and to rile up the protests turn riots. So then, also, I've been covering this in real time, and with these false flags and these psyops, you will witness in real time evidence being scrubbed, which is definitely the case. The next day, Bridget, a supposed sister, was doing Good Morning America, and I noticed that she was wearing a t-shirt that said, "I can't breathe." And I'm like, "Huh. Did you get to FedEx that overnight? Are print shops now essential?" Because we were in lockdowns, right? And people were getting antsy.
Oh, man. I love the way you think. Okay, go ahead. That's awesome. That's so cool.
So I'm like, I did a research, and I did "I Can't Breathe," Benjamin Crump, and George Floyd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Eric Garner also said I can't
Trayvon,
breathe.
Yeah, Trayvon Martin's attorney. You bet.
Exactly. Who is an ambulance chasing shyster parading as a civil rights attorney who doesn't give a crap about BLM, Black Lives. And so That was another red flag. Then I interviewed Giovanni Thunstrom, and that must have been the 27th of May, who was his other employer. And I noticed these talking points, black against white. He said to me that he had been strangulated because, if you recall, there was water, liquid coming out from underneath the car. And I myself said, oh my goodness, did he pee on himself? Was that a, but in reality, it was from the exhaust from the car, but it was another trick. So I noticed these talking points that I noticed also in the public narrative that was released by the press statement. And then, of course, another thing is that no one was wearing masks the day of 25th. There was Thomas Lane and one bystander and one of the supposed EMTs. But the next day, on the steps of City Hall, Jacob Fry, the Justin Trudeau knockoff, and was hosting in so quickly a presser, and everyone on the steps was wearing masks because they brought in the mask mandates as they ushered in their I Can't Breathe slogan. And I know that when I first wore my face diaper, what came to my mind was I can't effing breathe. So that was also part of their masking satanic ritual. Wow. And again, like I said, allowed us to go from virus to violence. And in reality, after 2 years of digging, what I believe is underneath it all is a money laundering operation involving fake fentanyl made from Chinese chemical precursors, with the help of the Sinaloa and Mexican cartel. And that high up in the echelons, the government, it's almost a fallacy that the cartels are a danger. High up, I'm just reading a book now that is maybe just came out called The Cartels Do Not Exist, and that they use the cartels as the boogeyman when in fact they are in cahoots. And there was in January, I believe January 23rd, 2020, there were 900 $1 bills that were intercepted by the government state of Minnesota of fake bills. So I looked around to see if there was a counterfeiting problem. Now, if anyone really cared about this black man, we would be looking at the source of the fake cash, and we would be looking at the source of the fake drugs. But now, in 2022, with the Ministry of Truth and the gaslighting that we live with every single day, now the drugs are not even a consideration. And I'd like to add that in these false flag operations, I believe that they compartmentalize people. So they turn to be, they serve as useful idiots. In this case, I would even venture to say that it was used as a duty to intervene exercise. They admit in the federal trial that no one covered, that just occurred, of the three officers, that they were found guilty on duty to intervene.
Because everybody was busy watching Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm serious. Oh, yes. Everybody was busy watching Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, so nobody was paying attention. Nobody paid attention to the Michael Sussman trial, and nobody paid any attention to that, and nobody's paying any attention to the proceedings that are happening regarding some of the January 6th defendants as well.
Absolutely. And no one's paying attention to Charles Lieber, who is the nanotech king, who is responsible for unleashing this Pandora's box of cyborg transhumanist inventions. So, you know, he was found to be a spy initially, and now he's about to walk away a free man while no one's paying attention. So, yes, there is just us, and the justice system is pathetic.
All right, we're coming into that break, but I don't want you to go anywhere. Here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. If you go over right now to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, Miriam, hopefully, is going to hang with me here for a few minutes to go into some of this stuff. And I'm telling you, you need to know truth, folks. Okay? I play a bit about, at the end of the day, how will I stand? This is about how you will stand at the end of the day. We're going to continue this over at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'm signing off here on part of our broadcast, and have a great weekend.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.